Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome to the Inside China Basin Baseball Podcast on the sportsvirus.com, featuring players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
And Ray Woodson is our regular guest, too.
A lot of ifs, but after a disastrous 2017, the Giants were not going to rebuild. They're at least trying to compete, while many teams in the majors are tanking.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by TPC Harding Park, the only public golf course in San Francisco offering golfers the opportunity to play where the pros play. Today's guest is Johnny Daskow, the play-by-play voice of the AAA Sacramento Rivercats, San Francisco Giants Pacific Coast League affiliate. Before we talk to Johnny, I want to tell you about my favorite golf course, TPC Harding Park in San Francisco. Live in San Francisco and love to play golf? Visit TPC Harding Park and purchase your two-year resident card, giving you immediate savings on golf and other programs at the park. Cut your green fees in half by purchasing your card today. Visit www.tpc.com/Harding Park for more information. Well, some pretty big news for the Giants here since we did our last podcast on Thursday. I mean, that was 24 hours ago. And the Giants have traded Andrew McCutchen to the New York Yankees. They got a couple of prospects in return. And we hear about Chris Shaw now getting called up to the San Francisco Giants in time for their series against the New York Mets. And Johnny Daskow joining us now from the Sacramento Rivercats, the play-by-play announcer. And Johnny, this is big news. I mean, we anticipated that Chris Shaw would get a call-up, a September call-up, you know, the 24 home runs. He must be really excited about it. It's been a really fun season watching him. I mean, I can only imagine seeing him play every day, how many thrills he gave you with the power that he has.
Oh, yeah, no question about it. I'm watching him improve in left field, too, Joe. You know, just, you know, from where he was last year to where he is this year, just vastly improved in the outfield. But, you know, to see, you know, him get emotional today, he was, you know, Dave Brundage brought him off the bus and told him, and he came on the bus and said goodbye, and he was, you could tell he was choked up. You know, it was a big thing for him. And, you know, with his, really, three of his closest friends up there in, you know, Suarez, Duggar, and Slater, it's just nice for him to get an opportunity up there to see them and also just, I mean, get to the big leagues for the first time. This is really cool. So, you know, it's a thrill for any kid, but when you get a chance to see it firsthand right in front of you, it's pretty neat to see these guys and their lifetime dream is coming true by getting to the big leagues. Pretty cool.
Well, it's not easy to make the position switch because he's kind of bounced around. I mean, he was an outfielder, then he was a first baseman. Now he's an outfielder again. So that's the first thing. And then facing AAA pitching for the first time, I know he had his ups and downs because the power showed throughout the year, but the batting average maybe not what he would like, and a lot of strikeouts. I mean, that's, of course, prevalent throughout baseball.
It is. It is. Joe, you and I have talked about this extensively. It's just, you know, 33% of the results being a home run, a strikeout, or a walk. It's a different game now. But, you know, I think he's a guy, you know, you give him 450 at bats, he's a guy can hit 30 for you and drive in 90, 95, 100 runs. So, yeah, you know, it's just, it is. He struck out a bunch, and I'm sure that's something he's not too thrilled with. But, you know, I think he's going to have some success, especially early on in the big leagues. You know, once they find your weaknesses, expose you a little bit, then you make the adjustment to their adjustment, as you know. But I think with him, you know, he's a pretty fast learner, very smart guy. So I think he's going to have initial success for sure. And then it's a matter of him making adjustments on their adjustment. But it's just really cool to see and well-deserved for sure.
A couple of aspects about his power I wanted to ask you about, because from what I've seen watching him a little bit in BP and, you know, the games that I was up there with you filling in on the radio, he has power to all fields, and I think it's the kind of power that plays anywhere. I mean, people talk about AT&T Park. I don't think he's going to have any problem hitting home runs there. What do you think? It seems like he's really strong.
I'm with you on that. I've seen home runs to left center, down the left field line. I mean, obviously we saw one the other day, 458 feet to deep right center. So yeah, it's to all fields, and it, as you said, I mean, it's massive power. Like he's got that big bat, and he can crush it. So it's pretty cool. And I, you know, for him, and I'd like to see what happens his first 2 weeks up there, because that's when a guy gets really hot sometimes. I think he's gonna show the Giant fans. The Giant fans have been asking about him. You know, I talked to Bill Lasky, and he's like, listen, everybody's asking about Shaw. When is Shaw gonna get to the big leagues? Everybody's talking about that. So this is great for the Giants fans as well. The Giants pretty much out of the race for the most part, but they have some things to look forward to as well.
Well, since they traded McCutchen, it means there's going to be an open spot there for Shaw to play every day, in my mind. So that's going to be really good for him. And, you know, let's talk a little bit about his personality, too. He just seems like a great kid. I mean, the times that I've talked to him, he seems real genuine. He's from New England. You know, he's got those roots, the back east type of personality. You know, he likes to play a lot of different sports. At least he did growing up. He was a really good hockey player. I mean, he could have played hockey, but he chose baseball.
No question. He has a hockey player mentality. He's tough as nails, you know. And, you know, he's a Boston kid, but yeah, really, really nice guy. Met his parents in Memphis, just good people, good, solid folks. So, yeah, this is just a thrill for his whole family. He really is a nice guy. The media is going to really, really enjoy talking with him. He's a stand-up guy. If he goes 0-for-4, he'll talk. You know, guy really taught him kind of what he says, kind of taught him how to take an 0-for-4 better, a little slump better, was Andy Suarez. Suarez really helped Shaw in kind of the day-to-day approach to baseball, not taking an 0-for-4 out with you the next day, not kind of getting in your own dome. And I think he's really has Suarez to thank. He talks about it all the time, the fact that Suarez's kind of even-keeled demeanor has really helped him in his approach now on a daily basis.
Well, that's really cool, and learning from a pitcher. And I would think that the outfielders kind of learned from each other. And, you know, it was kind of an interesting dynamic from the outside looking in, Johnny, to see these talented outfielders that you had in Sacramento, and they're all pretty good friends. I mean, they're competing to try to get a shot in San Francisco, and you see Steven Duggar go up, and you see Austin Slater go up, and, of course, Mac Williamson, and it was disappointing what happened with him. But all three of those guys, and now Shaw, I mean, all of those guys were in the outfield at one point or another in Sacramento. I mean, that was a talent-rich fielding position for you guys.
You know what really hit me, Joe? Damon Minor and I, after we got into Salt Lake City, went to Denny's. I think I got a grand slam. Not sure. I had extra eggs for sure and hash browns extra crispy. I got the coffee going. And I walked in there, and who's sitting down a couple tables from us but Steven Duggar, Chris Shaw, and Austin Slater. And I thought, that is really cool. I mean, these guys, it's not just Shaw. These guys are really close friends, and they're competing, but they're not. You know what I mean? Like, they're all rooting for each other. It was genuine, and they just really like each other. They hang out, they laugh, they're having a ball at that table. So it just, you know, it's really cool to see that. That's a dynamic I haven't seen before. I've seen a couple, you know, two outfielders close like that, but to see three of them like that and genuinely happy for each other is really cool.
Now we care what you ate, but more importantly, what did those guys order?
I think they ordered some kind of clam. You know, I mean, they're egg guys. I mean, I'm sure they, I mean, I hope they had their coffee black and not with cream and sugar, but I'm not going to judge them for doing it. But no, it was cool to see, man. And those guys ate together all the time, too. That wasn't just one meal. They're always together. So they're really close. And they all like Williamson, too. And Williamson was tight with those guys as well. But those three especially were super close, and it was really, really nice to see.
What's the latest on Mac Williamson, by the way?
I'm not sure. I haven't talked to Mac. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if he's shutting it down for the year or what's going on. So I'm just kind of waiting and seeing what's going to happen with him. You know?
And it was disappointing to see Steven Duggar go down with the injury. I mean, what a great year to get to the major leagues. I mean, there was all that speculation about him starting in spring training because he has so much talent, and it was really on display. I mean, you must have called a lot of great plays that he made out in center field, right?
Oh, my goodness. He made a play in Salt Lake City that I still can't believe he made. And he just covers so much ground. And, you know, dear Madison Bumgarner saying those things about him, just how impressed he is with watching him roam center field. You grow to expect it, I'm sure, as a pitcher. Just he'll cover so much ground out there. And he's just not only fast, but gets great reads. And he's just a treat to watch. I mean, he really is. You know, we had Chris Prieto, we had Bo Porter, and we had Kristen Orfeo, we had Gorky's out there. We've had a bunch of good center fielders, Charles Thomas, but no one as dynamic as Steven Duggar. I mean, he was just incredible. I think, you know what? I think he proved that he will be the center fielder for the future for the San Francisco Giants. I don't think there's any question about it.
Yeah, absolutely. What a great kid, too. What about the pitching side? You already mentioned Suarez, and he's done a nice job, and he got a chance. And, of course, Derek Rodriguez. I don't think too many people had him penciled in to be not only in the rotation, but at one point there, a legitimate National League Rookie of the Year candidate. I mean, he's just had a great season so far with San Francisco. What did you think of him at the beginning of the year when you saw him, and how did he develop?
Yeah, I thought this kid's pretty good, but I didn't think he would do what he's doing. You know what I mean? I mean, all due respect to him, I thought he you know, could be a, maybe a five starter in the big leagues. I was glad the Giants gave him a chance. He was dealing down here, so I'm like, he's going to get a chance maybe in their bullpen. But for him to start and do what he's done, I completely surpassed my expectations. I knew he had good stuff, but how about the mental makeup with this guy?
Yeah.
You know, the fact that, and people take it for granted. They, oh yeah, he was brought up around the dugout, the bat, you know, he's grown up around the clubhouse and everything, but that's hard. There's pressure. Ask Jonah Arenado. There's pressure on you when you have kin that are, especially a Hall of Fame dad. I mean, that's so hard. And he's been able to respond to the pressure. You could tell right away when you saw it first start in San Francisco. I watched the entire game. He wasn't scared. He's like, he embraced it all. And it's just, wow, this kid is something really, really special. And I think the Giants have a prize find here. They're excited.
Yeah, he doesn't panic when things aren't going well, which is a great sign. Yeah, for a young pitcher. What else do you have there on the pitching side? I mean, you know, the guy who has been disappointing is Tyler Beede, but you know, I saw him come out of the bullpen that one time. He looked pretty good. I don't know what his future is. What do you see there? And maybe with some of the other guys, of course, hopefully Ray Black will be back in the big leagues.
Yeah. You know, Black will be back up, and I'm sure, you know, I mean, you're going to have, you know, as far as Beede goes, I think the best move for him was going back to the bullpen, you know, and I think he's, or going to the bullpen. I think it's helped him. He can kind of let it go a little bit. I think he needs to be in the bullpen for a while until they can think about him getting started. His command has just not been great this year. And, he struggled for a while there, but I think since he's been in the bullpen, he's been a lot better. So I don't know if they're going to just, you know, pull a Kyle Crick and have him stay in the bullpen and either keep him or deal him. I'm not sure what they're going to do with that, but I think he's the guy that, you know, he will pitch in the big leagues. I think he's a starter in the big leagues at some point, but he's just got to find a way to throw strikes and got to find a way. You know, I think he needs to play winter ball and get back in, because obviously the arm, it's a plus arm and he's got plus pitches. So I think this guy has a good future, but it's been a tough year for him. But I will say this, you know, I always, the cliche of the test of a man is not when things are going well, it's when the things are not going well. And I got to say, he has passed that test for sure. I mean, it has been a struggle, and he has had a smile on his face, and he has worked hard. So you got to give the guy a lot of credit. This is the first time he's experienced this kind of failure, and he's handled it really well. So I think that's a good sign for him when he does get back up to the big league. As far as the other pitchers are concerned, Joe, you know, Sean Anderson had a rough start in his last start, but he's looked good. I think he's going to be excellent. You know who I like, despite the numbers? I really like Jordan Johnson. I like his stuff. I think he's got a great future. I really do. I'm not sure what he is. Maybe he's a guy coming out of the bullpen, but he has really good stuff. He's only 24 years old. Tyler Herb, he's had some tough games, but he's also got pretty good stuff as well. The big three, I think, are going to be in our rotation to start the year next year. Anderson may have a chance to break camp with the club, but with the big club, but I think most likely we'll have those three guys, and there's a pretty good future with those guys. I really think those three are going to be good down the road as far as big league talent is concerned. So I like all three of those kids. I was really surprised I'm not sure if Derek Law is going up or Pierce Johnson. Those are two guys I think that I thought those guys were going to go up, and they still might. I just thought those were locks for going up September the 1st. Ray Black, I think, is going up, and Casey Kelly will go back up. But I just thought those two guys were going up as well. I was a little surprised.
Tyler Rogers had a pretty good year as well, right?
You know, he did, and he's a guy. I hope he gets a chance with somebody. You know, he's got an ERA around 2 in the Coast League. Think about that.
Yeah.
You know, he's had like 67 innings. You know, it's not like a small sample size. So, you know, I mean, I would like somebody to give him a chance. Somebody. To give him a chance at the big league level. And you know, I know he doesn't throw hard. He tops out at 83 miles an hour, but I'll tell you, he comes from that submarine. He's like a Chad Bradford, and he gets out, and he does the job consistently. So, you know, how many All-Star teams does he have to make? You know, he made 2 PCL, 1 Eastern League, and he made 3 so far. So, I mean, how many more until he gets a chance? But I hope he does, but I don't know. Frustrating.
And Steven Okerd and Josh Osich, those guys were going to be a part of the bullpen, it looked like, you know, maybe for years to come, but they struggled, and they struggled even in AAA. And it looked like Okerd maybe had turned a corner a little bit. Last time I saw him, he just looked better. What have you thought about him?
Yeah, he did. Okerd looked a lot better, and Osich had he's Osich. He had some great ball games as well, and has that good changeup. So, I think they're both big league pitchers. I really do. It's just getting a chance with the right team. But I thought one of those guys would be called up. You know, Giants called up 6 or 7 guys the last few years, but I'm not sure how many they're going to call up. Maybe they're just not calling as many guys up as they want to see what they have right now with the roster as is. But yeah, I mean, both those left-handers could help a big league club for sure. I'm just not sure it's going to be with the Giants.
Before I let you go, a couple of position players I wanted to ask you about as well. You know, up in San Francisco, we've seen a little bit of Ryder Jones and just a little bit of Miguel Gomez. What's the potential for them? I mean, Jones, I guess you expect him to hit more home runs. Is he starting to develop his power a little bit more? And what about Gomez, a guy who can hit from both sides of the plate?
Yeah, Gomez can hit from both sides of the plate. Gomez has struggled defensively this year at second base. You know, he has not... He struggled over there defensively. And there's no question he can hit, but it's like it's going to be tough. I'm not sure where you're going to put him. I don't think at second base he's proved he can really play there at the big league level. As far as Ryder Jones is concerned, yeah, Ryder's had a pretty good year. You know, he's had a very slow start and started coming to his own. The power down a little bit. You know, he finished the season right around 10 home runs. And, you know, he's been at 10 home runs for a while. So I was surprised. I thought he'd be a 20 home run guy. He was out for a little bit and, of course, went up to the big leagues for that day. But I don't know. I'm not sure what the Giants think of him. I'm sure the Giants are going to take one more look at him. Maybe another couple looks. Who knows? But, yeah, he's had a pretty good year, though. He's going to hit. He's going to hit his 280, 285 here and drive in 55, 60 runs. But, I'm not sure what the – he's been down here the whole year, so it's like it's not like he really has been up in the big leagues for anything but that game. So we'll see if they bring him up in September.
And you guys are finishing up the season in Las Vegas. The last game will be on Labor Day. Tell us, you know, what do you think as far as a season that on the field, you know, with wins and losses, it wasn't a success. But all those players that we talked about, and we didn't even mention Alan Hansen, who really helped out the Giants.
That's right.
This year.
Yeah.
There are a lot of guys that helped out. So do you still look at it as being a semi-successful season? I mean, maybe not the wins and losses, you know, the wins that you wanted, but as far as just producing players that helped the Giants.
Absolutely. It's one of those funny things, too, and I kind of look at it a little bit differently now. I look at, you know, all the guys that have gone up and contributed and gotten helped the Giants get big league wins this year, you know, and we haven't, obviously, we're 30 games under 500 here in Sacramento, so as far as wins and losses are concerned, it hasn't been a great year as far as that goes, but you're right. I mean, look at all those guys that have gone up to contribute. You know, as far as our rotation, we lost a lot of our rotation, and now and those guys are in the big leagues. So you know, Suarez and Rodriguez, and all these guys do well, and Ray Black, and it's great to see. It's one of those things I really enjoy watching those guys go up there and have success. So I guess you can consider it a successful year as far as the RiverCats season is concerned. Now would it be better the RiverCats were at least won 65 games? Of course, but you know that's. You know, Giants haven't won a AAA title since 1998, so it's been 20 years. So, you know, that's really not their MO. I don't think they really – maybe it'll be different with the David Bell era. Maybe they're going to try to win more AAA. But, you know, they had the three World Series titles. I mean, that means more to them than any minor league championship could mean, you know?
Last thing I really want to know, Johnny, is you're finishing the season in Las Vegas. So I would think before you get out of town there, you know, it's your last trip there. It's the last trip of the season. You're going to figure out some kind of a bet to make. I mean, do you put it all on black or on a number? Or maybe you go to the sports book and you put everything on the 49ers to win the Super Bowl. I mean, there's got to be something that you have in mind.
I may bet some futures, Joe. You know, it's the first week of college football, so I may have some parlays in there, but I don't know. We'll have to see. It's early. We have a lot of football tomorrow, and, you know, that three-card poker is always calling my name, so I'm sure I'll have a good time there. And, yeah, always like being in Vegas. Last four games in Vegas, and then we have the off season, so it should be fun. We have three night games and a day game. Both teams are out of the race, but obviously, guys – you know, you want to finish strong. So yeah, I think it's going to be fun to see these teams battle.
Absolutely. Johnny, thanks a lot for the time. Enjoy, and I'll talk to you soon.
Joseph, thank you, buddy. Enjoyed it.
That's Johnny Dosko, the play-by-play announcer with the Sacramento RiverCats, the Giants' AAA affiliate in the Pacific Coast League. Join us again next week. The Giants will be on the road, taking on the Colorado Rockies and the Milwaukee Brewers. September baseball is here. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin on thesportsvirus.com.